You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now,
you've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Jeremy can tell you that it's very, very simple to reach out to us and share your problems, right?
It's so easy. Make your way over to mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link up top. You can find us there or go to Facebook. Believe it or not, you just search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Ta-da!
You know who did that was Bethany. Bethany writes in. She goes, hi, boys. And she did include two Z's.
Ooh.
I'm not saying that gets you bumped up to the top of the stack, but it doesn't hurt.
Nice.
She says, I may have put myself into a really awkward position. I walked into the boss's office and said that if I couldn't get a pretty sizable bump in pay, I'd have to leave and go somewhere else. I've worked there. My boss loves my work and my work ethics, so I just knew she'd agree to the raise. Instead, she said, well, I'm going to hate to lose you, but I understand if you need to go someplace else. Mm. Bethany says, I didn't expect that. And now I'm wondering if I have to quit just because I said I would. Any suggestions? I love your show. Thanks. Thank you for the laughs every day. Bethany's not laughing right now.
You got to quit. You got to do it. I know somebody recently that this happened to, actually. He or she walked in and said, you know, I'm a asset to this company. I put in a lot of work, a lot of time, and I would appreciate a little bump in pay. And the manager said, I'm sorry, we're not going to be able to do that. And the person replied back, well, you know, I might have something else lined up that I can just go ahead and go work there. And the manager said, you know, basically, yeah, we're going to miss you. And we appreciate all the work that you've done here.
Yeah.
And they were telling me about it, and they're like, what do I do now?
Wow.
Like, well, you got to quit.
I've heard of this happening before, too. Somebody that used to work at the radio station several years ago told the story about working at another radio station when they were younger and did this exact same thing that Bethany's talking about and that your friend talked about. Walked in and said, look, I gotta have more money or otherwise I'm out of here. And the boss said, well, there's the door. I mean,
yeah. Like, that doesn't work. I mean,
well, and this person actually did leave, and then they said a month or two later they came back. The old saying is came back with their hat in hand and said,
I'm sorry.
Can you take me back now?
Please take me back.
And that boss did.
Oh, that's nice. That's good.
And you got to know that boss was laughing on the drive home, like, oh, yeah, trying to come
back
in and strong arm me.
Then you hire him back at even lower pay.
Right.
That's how you get
them. I should have asked if they did that. That would have been interesting. So Bethany says, what did she say? She goes, if I couldn't get a pretty sizable bump in pay, I'd have to leave and go somewhere else. Now, the difference between Bethany's story and your friend's story is that your friend said, something else lined up.
They flat out said, you know, I'm going to have to leave if I don't get paid more here. And the manager was like, dude, we will have your position filled by noon, basically. Which is true, you know. It's always, you know, oh, the company will be screwed. They're going to regret this, Dude, there's 15 people in line waiting for your job. You know?
Is there, though? Because haven't
right now
all
it's
these
hard.
Companies that are, you
well,
know,
once
right
that
now,
unemployment
desperate?
Ends, Dom, once that gets wrapped up, you're going to have people standing
when
in line.
When is that again? Do we know?
Soon. I don't know. In Colorado, it's still going.
So what do we tell Bethany? Her question was, I'm now wondering if I have to quit just because I said I would. And she likes her job.
You're going to have to quit, but you better have something lined up first. You have to quickly get something lined up. And like Dom just said, there's a ton of jobs right now because nobody is applying. So you're going to have a lot of options. So have something lined up and then quit.
Here's the word to the wise. For people who are listening who have never done this before, have never stormed into the boss's office, you know, and laid down the law, this is an eye-opener for many people because they will call your bluff. Maybe not 100% of the time, but even if it's 40% of the time and you're part of the 40%, you're out of a job.
Yeah, you will be. they'll do it. You can't go in and threaten. I don't think that ever works.
I'm trying to think if I have ever done that, and I may have said something similar to it when I was really young, like in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. You know, because we're all full of ourselves when we're in our early 20s,
I'll
right?
show them. Yeah,
I'm a hard worker. I'm gonna, this company would collapse without me.
Okay, we'll give it a shot.
Bye.
We'll see what we can do.
Listen, if this has happened to you, if you have done the ultimatum with a boss before, and you want to share your story?
Yes.
We would like to hear it.
How'd it work out for you?
Because we like to kind of be a voyeur on these kind of things. Mm-hmm. We want to go to phone calls, but I quickly want to read a couple of quick messages that were sent to us. Emily says, where'd her goes? My son came home in tears because he tried this when he was 19. He'd worked for a landscape company for 8 months and thought he would give them the old ultimatum. They didn't even let him finish out the day and sent him home immediately. She says he's 29 now and still talks about that day. It was quite a lesson learned the hard way.
Yeah.
And then I got to say, it's in a way kind of cruel, but I love Danielle's note. She goes, I own my own company and have this happen at least once or twice every year. It's a pain having to hire new people to take their spot, but it's almost worth it just to see the look on their smug faces when you say, well, ouch. I'm sad to see you go.
Ouch. let me give you one more from Kayla. She says, hello, my morning loves. Well, hello, Kayla. She says, I did the exact same thing. I walked in, asked for a raise. They said no, and I said I was going to walk. They basically said, we appreciate the time you've spent with us and that I could go ahead and take the rest of the day off and not come back in. She says, I went back to my cube and overheard a coworker about two desks down from me talking to my boss about taking over my position.
Yep.
Total backfire. They replaced me within minutes. I can relate. Love the topic, Kayla.
Kayla.
Ouch. Minutes later.
It's a good life lesson to realize whether it's work or relationships that everybody is replaceable.
Yeah, sure is.
Sorry. Everybody is replaceable.
Hard fact.
Morgan, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
Hey.
So what do you know about this?
Well, I was a manager for a popular restaurant chain until 2020, and I've had lots of employees do this to me before. And it was hard to replace them at first, but, I mean, you find somebody who wants the position and do it. And during the pandemic, May of 2020, I was very fed up with what I was doing, and I put in a notice and told them I had something lined up. And after that, 4 weeks came, I had nothing in place and ended up being unemployed for months.
No.
Yeah.
So you watched these other people do it, and then you did it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Do you have a job now? There's a ton of them, apparently.
I do. And so it worked out incredibly well in my favor. I was able to find something that didn't burn me out as much and a team that really supported me instead of just drained me, which was great. But those 2 months of being unemployed were absolutely horrible.
Sure.
Yeah. I thought about going back so many times.
Yeah. You know, bless your heart, Morgan. I'm glad it worked out. Thanks for calling us and have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hello, Susan. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you. Hello.
So what can you tell us about this?
Well, you know, I've heard this situation before. I have many friends that are in the recruiting business, and their philosophy always is if you actually want a good bump in pay or make a reasonable amount more money, that you will need to make a job change. And so they say that all the time. I mean, if you're content with living with the 3% or 5% increases that are the average increases that one gets within, you know, with a particular organization, that's fine. But if you want a real bump in pay, you will need to make a job change.
So you're encouraging her to move on, huh?
Hmm.
If money is definitely the motivating factor, or if she just wanted to see if they would bite on her
dress. That's dangerous to tease.
Don't tease. Susan, right. I'm glad you called us. Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show, okay?
Thank you, Susan. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, Susan's right, though. I mean, generally, not always, but generally that is the way up the ladder is out the door.
Yeah,
that's
move on.
Generally how it works.
Yep.
Here comes a Chad. Hello, Chad.
Hi, guys. Hi, boys. This morning.
Good, buddy.
It's a great morning for us. We have not demanded anything. Of course, Jeremy and I both just signed new contracts here. So
I should have worked
a couple of years. We got a couple of years before we demand anything.
I should have demanded a taco bar or something in here.
Yeah.
What do you say, Chad?
Taco bars are great. I actually have two, but I only told the guy one. So if you don't have time for the second one, that's fine.
Just one.
But,
yeah, we got to run. So what do you got?
That's fine. I got a similar situation. Worked for a guy for 6 years, and I called him up one day and said, hey, look, can I get a loyalty raise? You know, I know I'm not the greatest employee, and I didn't sell myself well, but I said, hey, you know, can I get $1.50, a quarter, a nickel? I'll take anything. Just give me a loyalty raise. And in the calmest voice I have ever heard any man say something to me, he says, well, why don't you take 2 weeks off unpaid and decide if you want to work here?
Oh my God.
And I had a job 3 days later, took a week off, and then went back to work for another company. It was the greatest thing I had ever done was to not work for that guy.
Good for you.
Chad, I'm glad you called us, and I'm glad that worked out.
We've had
people tell us about how things kind of have worked out for them. I think for every one that you hear work out, there's probably two or three that don't have
how
such
long
a...
do you have to work somewhere to get a loyalty raise, though? I like that. Like 10 years? I would think.
Well, he said 6 for him,
okay,
right?
Okay, 5-6.
Huh.
It's kind of interesting. I keep coming in every day. Give me something. I want more.
Well, you know, if you add up the Dom and Jeremy show, it comes to... 40-something years, 45 years?
Yeah, combined, yeah.
Combined? Yep. 45 years on this show, combined?
Loyalty raises. Come on.
Loyalty raises for everyone.
For everyone.
Josh is in the other studio right now waving his hand.
Add my year and a half to it.